Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
This episode is brought to you by Express.
VPN.
Yeah. Unrehearsed. We just did that off the fly.
You said I wouldn't be able to get it.
But I just get it. That's why I threw to you.
We just did the ad.
That's why I threw to you.
Yeah.
Red hot comic book movie news. Shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet. The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nick Mason.
Hello. I'm here. I'm enjoying a bit of a sun puddle over here.
Are you liking the sun puddle?
I'm like a lazy cat.
Is it too much, though?
No,
because the curtain can come down or up if you want more sun.
They've thought of everything, haven't they? they really go up and down.
Yeah.
I'm here. What'll happen is I'll slowly start melting. I'll be like, just pools of sweat will appear under my arms.
But you'll press on?
I'll press on. You won't hear it in the recording.
What a professional.
Thank you.
We are only doing the news of the week this week because, as people may or may not know, I have a newborn and things are hectic. And we got to make some time to get some time.
And as previously mentioned, I have these new glasses.
Yes.
And I need to keep them, you know, clean and polished. Obviously takes a lot of time.
You can never get them as clean as when you first get them unless you take them to get repaired and they really clean them.
Yeah, right.
What's with that?
Like when I first got my first pair of glasses, they're like, just keep them a little, you know, keep them polished. Just do this little, get the little cloth on there and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that's amazing. And then every time I do it, I'm just like, I'm just smearing grease on these. Did I dunk this fabric in grease? What happened?
Yeah, well, you got the microfiber cloth. Are they not as good as we think?
Maybe it might look, I don't know. I bought like this ultrasonic cleaning thing. It's like for cleaning jewelry and glasses or whatever. And it's like glasses shaped. So you'd expect it.
Is it like a red light thing? Or how does it work?
It's like an oblong shaped thing, and you put water in it.
Okay.
And then it like you put whatever you're trying to clean in it, You put it, little spoiler for how the end of this story works. And you put the thing in there and you close it and you put it, and then like ultrasonic waves go through.
So it's like a little dishwasher, sort of.
It's like a little dishwasher. But then you get the glasses out and you're like, these are still dirty, but now they're wet also.
So there's no, you don't even put, this is not,
I assume they
not like a soap or anything you put with it, or no. I reckon if you put them in the dishwasher and you stack them safely, that'd be all right, genuinely.
All right.
Have you seen a crisp wine glass come out of a dishwasher? That's where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's ultrasonic cleaner talk.
Yes.
Boy, I sure hope we don't get an ultrasonic cleaner sponsor, because I cannot, in good conscience, recommend them.
So we're launching our, I was going to say, what's a word for it? So it's a subscription service. I'm like, how can I not say subscription service? No, it's that.
Why would you not want to say subscription service?
Because I feel like there's negative connotations with that all the time. With video, because I know there was a video game recently that was like, we've got a new service where you pay every year, but it's not a subscription service. Like, well, that's essentially what it is, though. You've just... Yeah. Mm. But anyway, what we're doing, it's at bigsandwich.co, BigSandwich, and the idea is that it's $9 a month, which is and all optional, by the way.
Well, that's true,
stress that, yeah. Which is the cost of a big sandwich, I'd imagine. Is that how we came to that number?
Yeah.
Yeah, good, thank God.
A good sandwich.
A good sandwich, yeah. Not some of this bloody, none of this bloody thing. You get them in the plastic shell and you're like, oh, how long has this been sitting here? I mean, that might be the same with the quality of the stuff we're putting out here. That's neither here nor there. Big sell. I'm doing a big sell here.
You're doing such a big sell. Yeah. What we give to you for $9 per month is the equivalent of going to a gas station and perusing the sandwiches and getting the least worst one in the plastic shell and being like, this is all right, I guess.
Yeah, this has to do, yeah. So first of all, it's ad-free because I know a lot of people don't like the Acast ads, which I can understand because they interrupt the show and people hate the jingle and all of those things. So it's going to get rid of that. Sure, that's selling you back a thing that we put in the first place. I appreciate that. That's why we added more things.
But we need those to pay for the service.
Exactly, yeah, because we were paying an absolute fortune for that. There's also a new show that we're going to be doing weekly. Do you want to explain that?
Right now, you know, because Hollywood is shut down effectively for a lot of reasons, there's not a lot of news out there.
Sure.
You know, we try our best. We're going to do a great news show this week, I think. But,
yeah. But
you know, sometimes the news is a bit thin on the ground. But what it turns out is that what's not thin on the ground is clickbait articles that are just filled with rampant speculation. So
yes.
We decided to capitalize on that. And we have a new podcast. It's called We Got This Covered.
Yes.
And every week we go through some of the finest clickbait articles of the week.
That's
and
right.
We make fun of them.
That's right. Exactly. It's about 30 minutes or so. So the idea is that for 3 weeks of the month, we'll do that. And then in the fourth week, we're going to hopefully release a commentary. The first one coming up is The Rise of Skywalker.
That's right.
So it's going to go there for quite a while. And then eventually we'll put it out everywhere else, like on the rest of the Patreon and the other tiers and also the Bandcamp. The idea is also, look, this is just to keep the lights on for us. It's another, because quite a few sponsors have disappeared as a result of the pandemic. And it's just a way that we can keep things going without having to rely extensively on sponsorship.
Exactly. Yeah. But, you know, which isn't to say that things won't keep going. Like we're
yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
The regular podcast.
Everything that is currently what it is cost.
Regular podcast, caravan of garbage, all the videos. That'll be the same.
I'll start putting all the early stuff up there as well as on Patreon. None of that is going to change. So, it's basically if you do want to contribute and you want something a little bit extra, you can get that. The other thing is we're going to start removing things probably monthly. So a month after they come on, we'll get rid of it. So to stop people jumping on, I guess, and then going and then downloading everything and then leaving straight away, like 12 months of stuff and then leaving straight away.
Yeah, right.
Because, well, that's unfair on the people who have paid. And also, like, how dare you? How right. dare you, quite frankly?
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it's one of those things where, it's kind of a rotating kind of situation.
We also have, like, ideas for other podcasts and stuff like that we're thinking about. I'm also very much open to the idea of people sending in, like, entire podcast ideas.
Yeah.
And I'll just, 1 week, we'll just be like, yep, this is Joe from New Jersey's idea for a podcast where we talk about this and we'll just do that for a week.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then,
it's very much like whatever you want. I mean, clickbait will never run out.
It's true, yeah.
But it's pretty much whatever kind of people want to see. We'll try and go in those directions. So it's bigsandwich.co. If it's not up now, it will be very early in the week. $9 a month. Again, you absolutely do not have to. We'd appreciate it. But again, it's totally up to you. Everything else is the same. It won't take away from this podcast. Until we put it all on there. No, we don't have any plans. We don't want to do that ever.
We're going to do it a minute a week.
Yeah, that's right.
So every week you'll notice this podcast is a minute shorter, but not like we're just reducing the amount of content. We just cut off a minute and we put it into the paid feed.
That's right.
And if you want that last minute,
yeah.
And I mean, initially that's not going to be that important because it's just, you know, plugs and Instagram handles or whatever. But eventually it's going to cut into what we're reading.
That's right.
And letters.
We're going to edge in until that's it's right. Welcome back to, and then you have to pay for the rest.
That's right.
Yeah. There you go. So it's linked below. We'll be plugging that every week, probably forever.
James, my sun puddle disappeared.
Oh, no. No,
it's all right. It's a relief, actually.
Okay. Oh, good.
It didn't affect my plugging of that thing we just said, but.
Oh, good. That's true. I thought you were going to keep it cool and not mention it.
No, I've changed my mind.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm cranky now.
Oh, good. Fair enough. Are you excited for the Comic-Con online? There you go.
Yes.
This is how it's going to work. This is from SDCC spokesperson David Glanzer. For the first time in 50, in our 50-year history. 50 years.
I know, right?
I feel like we do that every time.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We are happy to welcome virtually anyone from around the globe.
Is this how he talks?
Yes.
Huh. Is he wearing like a striped blazer and a straw hat?
Yes.
And he's waggling a cane?
And he's selling some kind of ointment from a cart?
Yeah.
Those stay-at-home conditions make this a very difficult time. We see this as an opportunity to spread some joy and strength, strengthen our sense of community.
Mm-hmm.
Step right up. See
speaking
a lion,
of strength, test your strength.
What did you say? I talked over there, Jed. What did you say?
I said, speaking of strength, test your strength.
So there you go. So we kind of had an idea that it was heading in this direction.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't had anything confirmed in terms of trailers or what companies are coming on board for this because fewer and fewer people are kind of going to Comic-Con, it seems. Marvel miss it some
that's
years.
That's true, yeah. Uh-huh.
Or Disney. And
it's all vertically integrated now. You have your own
You have your own Quibi, and then you do it through through that. Yeah.
Speaking of, I didn't know, I learned this week that Quibi, one of the executives of, or like the top brass of Quibi is Mae Whitman.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Who is Egg on Arrested Development, among other things.
What?
You know.
Why is she, what?
Don't know.
Okay.
She's one of the top
Is she in some of the stuff?
I don't think so, no.
I mean, she could be, we wouldn't.
We wouldn't know.
We wouldn't know, that's very interesting. Yeah. Okay, cool. I haven't got it yet. Have you got it yet?
No, why would I?
It's dropped out of the top 200 apps or something, even though it's free and you get a free 3 months or whatever. It's still gone.
Not bad.
You going to get it?
No.
Does it even come here? I have it checked.
I don't know.
I'm
going to check right now.
Yeah.
You can only check on your phone.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah, because you can't do it on a
television.
A television.
Quibi, all the original shows.
Computron.
Oh, 1 million plus downloads.
Really? What are the stars on it?
3.8
out of
12,000 reviews.
That's not horrible.
That's not horrible, right? Download your favorites. Nice.
Like?
Okay. On the screenshot where it says download your favorites,
yep.
The report by NBC News, one of my favorites.
So news.
And also The Rachel Hollis Show.
I don't know.
The screenshot of The Rachel Hollis Show, it's a woman who I presume is Rachel Hollis, and then the title of the episode says The Two Kinds of Opinions.
Oh, she's a soccer player.
Oh, good for her.
No, that's Rachel Hill.
Okay, right.
Have you ever? My computer's doing this thing where it fills in automatically what it thinks I'm doing and searches for that.
Huh.
Like I didn't type that. I typed in Rachel Hollis. She's a motivational speaker and blogger.
And she's got two kinds of opinions.
That's right.
Okay,
children.
Look, I don't want to make fun of Quibi too much. I mean,
You're
I do.
Allowed to.
I absolutely. But one of these screenshots, it just says short episodes, and then there's this photo. It's just a real zoomed in one shot of someone like clearly in like a NASCAR or something like that, wearing the motor racing helmet and gear. But there's no context because it's just in portrait mode on my phone.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But then,
That's not how you launch a subscription service. Really we isn't. Know that.
We know.
Us of all people.
You know what? We're 100% on board with you screenshotting our subscription service and sharing it on Twitter.
That's right.
And various social
medias. No context.
But Quibi, you cannot do that, apparently.
Absolutely not, yeah. So, like, I'd imagine it would be a similar thing to the PS5 launch. Like, I think it's also cool because you can kind of control the narrative completely.
We're talking about Comic-Con again.
Comic-Con again, okay. Yeah. Because you can pre-record it.
Yes.
And have it because you know when you're on stage, it's a wild show up there. Who knows what's going to happen?
Right, exactly.
Is Tom Hiddleston going to come out? Sometimes they don't ask him, and he does.
That's right.
They don't know what he's up to. They don't know what he's going to do.
Sometimes he's dressed as Loki. Sometimes he's dressed in that series where he lives in the apartment block or whatever.
Yeah, the apartment man. That's not a good poster. But that could be the poster.
Shout outs to Christoph who does Weekly Planet posters on Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah.
You don't have to make everything into a poster.
Because they're not.
To be clear, most of them aren't good.
Yeah.
I won't lie to you. Most of them are bad.
You can use your discretion, obviously.
Use your discretion. You're a professional.
Yeah, so there you go. Is there anything in particular you're hoping to see? I'd like to see some Wonder Woman stuff again, but we've seen a lot of that. What else do I want to see?
Yeah, have we seen
the Batman stuff? But again, it's probably too early.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Yeah.
What wouldn't spoil the Batman for you?
See, I don't. What do you show?
Robert Pattinson lurching up on stage in the Batman costume, but it's not quite done. So there's like, you know, X's on it.
Yeah.
And green screen dots or whatever.
I'd be happy with that.
The full ping pong is on it.
I think we've got to the point where what are you showing in the trailer that we haven't seen for Batman before? Because do you remember when the Batman Begins trailer? It's amazing.
Yeah.
Because the last one was Batman and Robin.
Mm hmm.
And then so you're just showing like Christian Bale training in the forest or whatever.
Yeah, right.
And then there's the reveal that it's Batman at the end. I feel like there's nothing you can kind of build up to be like, new Batman.
You know what I would like then online is surprises.
Mm.
Because you know what has kind of ruined trailers for me is that you click on something you already know what it is.
Yeah.
Like the joy of seeing a trailer in a cinema – you know, a million years ago,
yeah.
It would just come up and you'd go, oh, what's this? This is intriguing.
Yes.
And for me, again, like Batman Begins was interesting. That first teaser was interesting for me because you didn't know what it was until the end.
Yeah.
Whereas now you get it all on Twitter or wherever and you already know
Yeah.
Or it comes up on your YouTube suggested. You're like, oh, it's the Batman. Okay, well, I'll click this and there's no scope. Well, not even the Batman, but like there's no scope to be surprised with really anything because you go, you get sent an article and it's, or like Twitter and it's like, this is the new one from Christopher Nolan or whatever. And you go, okay. And it's features time travel or whatever. And you go, well, okay, well, I know that going in. I'd much rather, what I would like is a streaming is Comic-Con, like maybe you get the Hall H stream and they don't tell you in advance what it is. It's not like 2 p.m. we're going to do the new Christopher Nolan trailer or whatever. You just have to watch it and
see what unfolds. That's not a bad idea, yeah. The only example I can think of that is with the Marvel and Star Wars. Like for, I know for Endgame they kept the title secret until the trailer. And I think the same with Rise of Skywalker maybe. Or they didn't. I don't know. But often then if you see like somebody else's upload of the trailer, it just says the name in the title. Yes, that's the thing you're looking for. I like that idea of like a... Like you're going in blind, you just don't know what you're going to get.
But does anybody else like that idea is the question.
No.
I think they do.
I think all this stuff gets spoiled anyway because there's people online that are like, well, these are the trailers that are coming and it's mostly revealed beforehand regardless.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, anyway.
And it's hard to build a buzz if you don't go 2 o'clock. It's the new whatever trailer.
Exactly.
So everybody tune in.
Because
that's what they want. They want to announce what it is in advance and then watch like the live number go up and be like, people are very excited. There's 50,000 people watching or whatever.
They love it. Mm. Yeah. I'm all for these at-home things though. I'm always for at-home things every day forever.
You never want to leave the house.
No, and I never will. Except after this, I have to go to a kid's party with my son. I'm not going by myself.
Okay, right.
My brother's
You're not a birthday clown.
No, I wish. Dave Warnock used to be a birthday clown, didn't he? Or a birthday dress-up guy. Did you know that?
This is news to me, no.
Yeah, he... He talks about it. He's talked about it a few times. I know Claire did an episode of Just Make the Thing where she talks to him about like his career. And one time he, because he's a svelte human being.
Yes.
And he looks quite young. But when he was even younger in his early 20s, he turned up to like a really rough neighborhood dressed as Santa Claus.
Nice.
And the first thing he does, he walks in and one of the parents goes, "You're not fucking Santa." That's the first thing. And the kids are like, "Boo, boo, Santa." So that was his job. That's what
that's the worst position you're in because like, regular Santa, like he's got all the presents. So you'd maybe like, well, I could rob this guy, but he's pretty big.
Yeah.
So you don't know what he's going to do, but thin Santa.
I know thin Santa. What's he up to though? Maybe he's done some time, Some guys are just thin and wiry and can,
Maybe he's got a teardrop tattoo on below his eye. He's killed a guy.
That's exactly it. Do you want some new dates for some movies that have been shifted about?
I do.
Godzilla vs. King Kong has been pushed back to next year, May of 2021.
That's ages away.
I know. I feel like that movie's never going to come out. May. But never going to come out. The Matrix 4 has been pushed back to 2022.
Oh.
Wonder Woman has
been... That's more further away.
I know. Wonder Woman has been pushed from August of this year to October. Mm-hmm. That's going to make way for Tenet because that
is... People say we pronounce that incorrectly and it's true. I'm aware of the term Tenet.
No, it's Tenet.
Okay, good.
Tenet. That's what it says.
Well, we've committed to this.
That's
so
what I'm doing.
We're going to continue with it.
That's why everybody says Gal Gadot, even though apparently that's not how you pronounce it. But even she's committed to it now.
That's right.
This is what it's known as.
She's like, hey, everyone, it's me. Gal Gadot. Anyway, I'm here to sing Imagine again. celebrities are at it again this week. They did another.
I saw it. I didn't watch the whole video.
No, I couldn't. I can't. I'm not going to subject myself to any more of this.
You've been through enough, Mason.
But this time it's all – what they did with this one is they fixed the formatting. They were all like now – they clearly were sent – they were all sent a style guide.
Yeah.
They were like now all – it's okay, it's got to be black and white and you've got to barrel the camera. You've all got to be in an empty room staring forward.
And you got to like these say this exact thing. Mm. Yeah, because I think they went, we're going to avoid any silliness and mockery if you don't sing and do it serious.
But I mean they shouldn't have featured the line, look, we're all here in an empty room of one of the many rooms in our mansions and we're saying that we're going to be very responsible but we're not going to donate any money.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That's really good. I mean people are trying and I guess that's the hardest part to kind of reconcile for me. It's like they're trying, I guess.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? It's not malicious.
No.
Or is it? Or is it just like an attention grab for some people? I don't know, man. Mm. Are we better than anybody? No.
Look, all I want, and I said this before, all I want out of all of these is like at one day, maybe soon, just from one of the celebs, just an oral history of those videos. I want to know who was asked, who flat out refused, who just didn't produce on the day.
Who do you go through? Do you go directly to people? Do you have to go through management?
Exactly. Mm, like yeah. who was asked through management, who was texted,
yeah.
who was strong-armed by people who are like, you got to do
we
this,
work
man.
Together
we
on
work together. Whatever, we'll cut yeah. you out of this movie if you're yeah. not, if you don't appear on this.
I think it'd also be like if you have a relationship with somebody because you just filmed Wonder Woman, you'd yeah. be like, well, I have to.
Chris Pine wasn't it, though, was he?
No, well, you did mention yeah. that. Yeah, so that's he seems like he's off the grid, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I can imagine him wearing a Letterman's jacket standing in an empty field.
Okay, sure.
Just reliving past glories, you know?
Oh, you may be sitting on a fence.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably sitting on an old wooden fence.
Yeah, so so Tenet mm-hmm. is pushed back 2 weeks to late July of...
Only 2 weeks, that's interesting.
Yeah, I think it's they want to make sure that they're well clear and everything is open.
Yeah.
Even though the pandemic is very much still happening, please wear masks if you can and be careful. And so Wonder Woman is then being pushed back because then that would knock into Wonder Woman. Because Tenet will be the only big release.
Yes.
So why would Warner Brothers then 2 weeks later they go, and now it's Wonder Woman.
Yeah, let's add some competition to our own movie.
Exactly. Anyway, we're all very excited for Ten Nets.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, so that's cool. Yeah, I'm glad if it's still coming out, which it is. If we get invited to the premiere, the Melbourne premiere.
Oh, yes.
Which sometimes we are. I don't know how these things work. Right. Often I'm off the list because they'll send a thing at like, just fill out this form and just keep us updated and you got to fill out all your followers and all your everything. And I'm sometimes just like, fuck this. I don't care. I don't care that much. I'm just not going to go. Do you want to go to that one?
I wouldn't mind, yeah.
I don't know if I would. I don't want to go in a room with like 400 people.
James, let's put fancy suits on.
Backwards,
right? we're those guys. Crisscross.
Crisscross, yes. Just like those guys crisscross. Yeah.
I saw a theory recently on Tenet that it's less a time travel movie or a time inversion movie,
yeah.
but it's more a slipping into an alternate reality movie.
Slipping into an alternate reality movie. That makes sense.
Right.
So you're like, I'm kind of like a Rick and Morty thing. They're always doing it, aren't they? Like an alternate reality. This is a slightly different whatever.
Yeah,
so,
precisely.
So like something's happening, you're like, I want to do that a different way, and then you slip into an
alternate reality.
Okay, gotcha.
But I don't know where the inversion part slips in. Anyway, we'll know shortly.
We will. They'll explain it. Because one of the characters will be like, what is a Tenet? And then they'll be like, well, the thing about Tenet is. And then they'll tell us. And us, the audience, will then know what
a Tenet
is. But how do I Tenet if I'm out of Tenet energy? We've got to recharge your Tenet energy using a Tenet force field shield. I'm really excited for this movie.
It's great.
Yeah. I could write movies.
What if this is the one where Nolan has just given up and that's actual dialogue? And there's a lot of characters just shrugging. Yeah. You don't know if it's the character shrugging or the actor shrugging. And they're like, often you'll see like Pattinson, like, he's clearly looking off screen to Nolan, who's just out of frame. Just like, and Nolan's just like, just Phil, say something about a force field or something. Parallel, it doesn't matter. Everyone's going to see this. I'm the king of the movies. I don't care. There's no cop. I'm going to win. Like the facade disappears and he's just like, I'm going to be the winner of movies. Me, Christopher Nolan.
I love how that he's sitting in on the edit. He's like, yeah, leave that. Absolutely leave that.
Just leave it in, yeah.
Great. Anyway, I'm excited.
Me too.
Did you watch any of the PS5 exclusive reveal event?
I did watch a few of them, yeah.
I watched the whole 40 minutes or whatever it was. Yeah. So there's a few things I want to talk about in particular, but
yes.
They mentioned the Hitman 3, which is the second Hitman 3, maybe?
It is at least the second Hitman 3, yeah. So this is the, so the most recent couple of Hitman movies have sort of been back to basics.
You mean games, Mason?
Oh, I said movies, didn't I?
Yeah,
They're like movies.
Sure.
The Last of Us is better than movies, isn't it?
It's better than movies.
Yeah.
It's many mediums.
I'll stake my life on that, having not played the first one. And the second one isn't out yet. So.
That's right, this week. Are you getting it?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, but you should play the first one, right?
Do I have to?
Yeah. Okay. You going to borrow it? I got it.
Okay, I'll yep. Okay.
Yeah, cool.
Nice.
All right, sorry, go on.
Okay. What were we talking about? Oh, Hitman. Yeah. So the first two were kind of like back to back, because the original one sort of got a little bogged down in storyline and here's the origin of Hitman and isn't it sad and, you know?
It is a
you know
bit sad, yeah.
But the most recent couple have just been like You know, here's some assassination missions.
Yeah.
This time you're going into the suburbs and you've got to kill a man by fumigating his house or whatever.
Yeah, right.
And it's yeah.
Isn't there one where you rig like a ejector seat in a cockpit and like kill a guy that way? And
seems likely
stuff. Yeah. So yeah, I like how they're doing it now with their open world kind of maps, and you kind of got to do it a few times to kind of work out.
Yeah, there's like and there's sort of escalation modes where it's like you know. You've got to just kill first, just kill this guy. Second, you've got to kill him by pushing him off a balcony. Third, you've got to push him off a balcony and no one can see you. And, you know, it's like,
absolutely. You know. Yeah. So, and also the recent ones, so I'm pretty sure this one isn't, they released them in like chapters as well.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's like also true.
But I also kind of hate that.
Me too. But I'm excited for this. I'll probably get Hitman 3. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Would you get the other ones though? The other newer ones?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. I think the last one I played was Blood Money, which is like PS2 maybe?
I can't even remember the last one I played.
Doesn't
it
matter.
It was the sad storyline one, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But a lot of people...
It was the one at the end where he's in a coffin? Because that's the end of Blood Money. They think he's dead and he's in a coffin.
Oh, I can't remember.
Yeah, cool.
It's the one where you actually have to go to a nunnery and kill a bunch of people in a nunnery.
Dressed as a nun?
You can dress as a nun.
That's cool.
Pretty cool, right? Yeah. I mean, it undercuts the serious tone and the sadness if you're dressed as a nun.
I think it's the coolest thing.
Yeah.
Horizon 2 Forbidden West.
Very excited for that one.
Yeah, did you play the first
one? No, but I...
What are you even doing?
I'm just excited for new things. It looks good. It looks great. There's more weird wildlife. Like the last one looked to be mostly just robot dinosaurs or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
This one's got a robot woolly mammoth.
Yeah, robot woolly mammoth. Mm-hmm. Resident Evil 8, werewolves.
It is, isn't it?
Mm.
Village. Yeah, I am immensely disturbed by all the most recent Resident Evil games.
Too spooky?
Too spooky.
You're talking about even the remakes ones?
No, the remakes seem that's the thing. The remakes are kind of like traditional action horror kind of thing.
And third person affairs.
And I get a handle on them, but like Resident Evil 7, super weird.
Did you play it?
A little bit.
I played the demo.
Didn't like it.
Yeah.
Mm. Get your hand cut off.
Oh,
it's unpleasant.
No.
Yeah. And then stapled back on.
How?
I don't know.
Have you got like a new, like a, have you got like a virus that like, I'm healing rapidly?
Not really.
Hmm.
Just get your hand cut off. Don't like it.
I don't like that either.
Yeah. And you sort of fight this horrible, unkillable zombie family.
Yeah, they keep coming back or whatever. Yeah, yeah.
Don't like it.
So you bought it?
No, but I did play it.
Okay,
I borrowed it.
So I played 2. I quite like 2,
uh-huh.
The remake. But then it's a lot of like... You got to get the key to open the lock, but there's a lock. The lock has like a code in it. And you're gonna get that code because you got to go back to the precinct and talk to the guy. And and I'm like, I hate all of this. Apparently, the third one is much more straightforward, but people don't. It's shorter. People are like, it's not as good because it's less to do. But that sounds better to me. Just like walk forward. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
not stuck in like the one place, just doing laps.
Yeah, I guess the problem with the remakes, I guess, is they're sort of. Not entirely, but they're sort of beholden to the old, the original versions. And Resident Evil 1, 2, 3, they were kind of still figuring out the formula.
Yeah.
And I think, which is how you get confusing backtracking and complicated locking systems.
And you have to look at every document to find a code and whatever.
That's not your jam at all.
It's not doing it. I understand, I get people love that, but I do not. I don't have time for any of that shit. Often enough, I get to a locker and I'm like, I don't know where the code for this is, but if I just look up the code online, it will still open.
Right.
And I'm like, now I have the shotgun. Great. Good.
Very cool.
I think they're probably working on Resident Evil 4 as a remake, which I recently played through again on the Switch.
Which one's that again?
That's the one that went to the third person shooter, and it's like the basis of like all third person shooters.
Oh, right.
You're
right.
In the weird village.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a chainsaw
five is
guy.
The one, and 5's the one in Africa.
5's the one in Africa.
Yeah, 4 has Chainsaw Joe. He's got a sack on his head. Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah. So but that one's more difficult to remake because it's constantly shifting and you're constantly moving forward. So you don't just build the one place. You've got to keep building everything.
Oh, I see. Right.
It's like a 20-hour kind of narrative.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Ratchet and Clank, new Ratchet and Clank.
Oh, speaking of werewolves, did you see the trailer? I don't think it was part of this, but did you see the trailer for Werewolf the Apocalypse?
Yes,
I
did.
Looks cool. Looks
what
exciting.
Is that exactly?
Well, that's a White Wolf game. So White Wolf was the role-playing game. They're still around. The role-playing game company. They came up with Vampire the Masquerade.
Okay.
Which is also...
Masquerade! Every vampire on parade. Masquerade.
Yeah, the musical. That's exactly right. Yeah, we all love that musical.
It's good, isn't it?
But that's getting new. That's in there as well. I think Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines 2.
Great.
Which looks good. But it's the same universe.
Yes.
I don't know if the games are crossing over. Probably not.
So do you reckon it might be like that Wolf Among Us kind of similar?
No, I think it's going to be a rip and tear kind of.
Oh, sorry. I mean, as in like it's like a it's the same universe but told in a different way. Or do you think it's like an expansion of the universe? Am I asking the right questions?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
So is it set in the universe, the existing universe?
Of Vampire the Masquerade.
And they're using it.
I don't know. Yeah. I can't see
it. Or Werewolf the Masquerade or whatever. What's it called?
Vampire the Masquerade.
So, but it's a Werewolf
the Apocalypse, yes.
Okay, yeah. That's what I mean. Sorry, is it set in that universe, or do you think it's like it's a fresh start? That's what I mean.
There doesn't seem to be any references to Vampire in the Werewolf trailer.
Mm.
So I don't think so. I don't even know if they're the same developer.
Okay.
Should have looked it up, but I didn't.
Is it a third person action adventure?
We don't really know. It's about the Werewolf one was just sort of cutscene trailer.
Oh, okay. Trailer. Yeah. I did say it and I went, werewolves are back in a big way.
That's right. Yeah. And it's also interesting. I'm sort of fascinated by what the game mechanic is going to be, because the player character they show is a guy and he's wearing like cargo pants and a big vest with all, you know, tactical stuff or whatever. Mm. But then when you're a vampire, you're nude. So
you mean werewolf?
Yes.
When you're a vampire, you're a vampire.
when you're a werewolf, you're a werewolf, a traditional werewolf. So do you lose all your stuff every time you transform into a werewolf?
Oh, that'd be interesting. And right. Annoying.
Very annoying. Exceedingly annoying.
Can't you like put your stuff in a little box?
Maybe you do that.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Maybe you carry a little satchel.
Yeah.
Or a bum bag.
Bum bag.
Or what Americans would call a fanny pack.
That's right. Ratchet and Clank, you a fan?
Not really, no.
There's also, this was unrelated, but there's a Star Wars Squadrons game that's getting announced.
Oh, was that leaked somehow?
Now. Yeah, it was leaked and then
the online store
confirmed it.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
So that'll be, I think by the time this goes out, this will be pretty close to close to being revealed. But the big, I guess, comic book related reveal was Spider-Man Miles Morales.
Yes, and we were very excited.
PS5.
And we remain excited, but...
Yes, it's a PS5 exclusive. It's a standalone, but it's not like a flat-out sequel.
It's an expansion. It's a remaster of the original?
I don't think so. I think it's its own thing.
Okay.
But it's not so much a new game. It's like a... I'm guessing
yes.
that it's like how they do like Assassin's Creed 2 and then they did Assassin's Creed Bloodlines. It's like
right.
a lot of the same stuff.
It's
and
an expansion of the universe.
Yeah. But it's not like a whole new...
Do you think it'll be the same New York?
I think so, probably, yeah.
Okay. So they don't have to rebuild New York,
No, because it's only been... When that game came out, like last year?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it'll be like 2 years and it'd be impossible to build a game like that in two
years.
Yeah,
right, uh-huh.
But looking at all these, I'm probably not going to get a PlayStation 5 straight up because I generally never do. And I don't like to get the first model anyway. I like to... What do you think of the look anyway?
Of the PS5? Yeah. I'm indifferent to it. Mm. I'm not... It's certainly a departure from previous PlayStations, right?
I'd just make it a box. Like, I don't understand.
Uh-huh.
But no, I don't think it's terrible, but like it just doesn't... When you put it on your shelf, it really kind of like... This doesn't match anything else, does it? But no. I guess that's the point. They want it to be unique and cool. I like the controller and I like the white kind of design of it. But
look, I should say I'm a big fan of getting the white version of whatever console.
Yes.
It is. You know why? Because I like it to slowly turn yellow.
That's what you want.
Like an old appliance, you know, like just an old kettle or something. You know?
That's right.
Just a fridge.
You ever seen one of those old Super Nintendos? Yellow as the day.
That's what I want. I want to know.
You can use like a lemon juice and a vinegar. There's something you can
get
that
I'm gonna put
back.
Lemon juice and vinegar on my expensive piece of consumer electronics. Just dunk your PS5 in a solution of vinegar and lemon juice.
It's not that, but it's lemon juice and something.
In fact, when you buy it, just to prevent it turning yellow, you should do that immediately. As soon as you get it, just dunk it.
That works for me.
Buy your PS5 and be like, excuse me, where's the big bucket and lemon and vinegar aisle? Because I also need some of those. I got to preemptively ruin this. I don't know if you saw, but it's one called Deathloop.
Two assassins or something?
Yeah, it's like an assassin shooter style game. You're an assassin who's stuck in a time loop.
Yes.
Groundhog Day / Russian Doll style. And you have to kill everybody. Otherwise, the time loop resets. I'm not 100%.
Kill everybody, including the other person trying to kill you?
I think so, yeah.
Do you think you eventually team up?
Well, maybe.
Yes, is the answer to that, probably.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's a bit Spy versus Spy, which I think is coming back in some form. Maybe a video game? Maybe it's back.
The Mad Magazine.
Do you remember there was like a an Amiga or a Commodore game
of
that?
Yeah, you got to set traps.
You got to set traps.
Kill the other man.
Kill the other man.
Or woman, I don't know what they were.
What were they? Like rats?
They seem like rats, yes. Anyway, Deathloop looks exciting, but once again, unless it is spectacularly well reviewed, I probably won't buy a PS5 on launch day.
No, me neither, yeah. Because often I feel like the new launch games are... They're okay, but they're not like the staple of what becomes known in that generation.
What?
Gran Turismo.
Oh.
Realistic driving.
See, the thing is, though, what do PlayStation have that is an iconic sort of franchise that should have been a launch title. Uncharted?
Uncharted, yeah. Time around, you mean?
Yeah.
I think Spider-Man's a good one.
Yeah, right.
I think that's
okay,
probably a safe bet. Last time they did Killzone, which I really like the Killzone games. I've been playing Killzone Liberation on my PS Vita.
Who's the iconic character from Killzone?
It's the guy with Murphy.
Is it really?
I don't know. Rico. There's one of the characters called Rico.
It's a guy and he's got like a oven door face and he's got two red eyes. That's the Killzone guy, right?
Pretty much,
the famous Killzone guy.
Yeah, they're all just a bunch of Nazi Hitlers running around.
Great.
That's what it is, yeah.
But like, I feel like at least, you know, Xbox has Master Chief.
Yeah,
Nintendo has Mario,
but
whatever.
Master Chief isn't, I wouldn't say, they're not, the sheen has definitely gone off the Halo
games.
Yeah,
that's probably true, yeah.
So I think if they went, and a new Halo, people would go, oh,
there is a new Halo though, I think.
Yes, yeah exactly.
And people went, ugh.
Yeah, I don't know. But I'm also not even, like, if this comes out and the Xbox has better games, I'll get that.
Whoa.
I'll get whatever's the...
You're crossing the lines.
I'm not loyal to any of these. I'm loyal to whichever makes games.
James, you've got to be loyal. You've got to pick a team and be mad about
it. I don't want a home entertainment system that does everything and it's got all, like, I don't need any of that shit. I want to put in a disc and the game starts immediately.
Whoa.
If you just make a console, I don't want any of this. You know, you have
I want a game system where you put in the disc and it installs for 4 hours.
and then you have to install the system. It's got a new system update.
It's got a new system update. That's what I want. I want to be like, man, I'm so excited to play this game. I've got a day off tomorrow. I'm going to play this game. And then I put the disc in the morning and I'm like, oh, that's right. It does this every time. Well, now I've got to find something else to do today. That's what I want, James. What I want, that's what games are now.
It's so fucking annoying.
Right?
And just this idea that you could just fix a game later. It's just it's ridiculous.
Mm.
Yeah. So that's video games.
Destiny 2, that's an Xbox.
Okay.
Game.
Yeah, people like those, don't they?
Yep. Beyond Light, that's a...
I think Ratchet and Clank is a pretty big... Like, look, if you look at these titles, Horizon's huge, Hitman's huge, Resident Evil's huge.
Oh, yeah, Hitman, that's true.
Yeah. Ratchet and Clank is huge. Just
they're no Jack and Daxter, though, are they?
They are, in many ways. They're very similar. It's no Sly Cooper Band of Thieves.
That's true. It's no Banjo-Kazooie, is it?
People love those.
I know.
But they don't make good ones of those anymore. Remember that when they made a new Banjo-Kazooie and it's like a weird vehicle building game?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And people were like, why did you do this?
Oh, Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
There you go, yeah. That's not exclusive, though.
No, I don't think it is, no. Yeah.
But also, a lot of these aren't.
Yeah.
Resident Evil 8 is probably not going to be exclusive.
Is the PS5 backwards compatible or not?
I think some of it is.
Ugh! I don't understand the logic of not making it backwards compatible.
Because it's harder. You got to get old games to run on a new system. Yeah. The first PS3 was, and the one that I've got plays... It's not the first one. It's like maybe the second one. I'm pointing at it, everybody.
He sure is.
Do people come here to hear us spin our wheels on video games?
I don't know.
We don't know that much about it. But the PS3, that plays PS1 games, but not PS2, which is really annoying.
Good.
Because the PS2 is my favorite system.
So every time you want to play any game on this shelf, you have to check your index cards to see what is still compatible
and
what you should plug in. Okay, great. And the PS5 is also... There's a disc version and a digital version, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
What are you getting?
If I was going to get one, I'd get the disc version.
Because of horrible internet?
Yes, horrible internet. And then all of a sudden a couple of years later, you're like, hey, I'd really like to play that game. And then you realize the server that the game was on it doesn't exist
anymore.
You don't own anything anymore, right?
A lot of the games go that way now where it's, because they're like, don't worry, you own your game forever. No, I own the game for as long as you exist.
Right.
Or until you decide to remove it.
But notoriously reliable video game studios, they're going to be around forever, aren't they?
What's the Quibi equivalent? That like the Google...
The equivalent.
Thank you. What's that Google one there? They have a Google one that's
Google
horrible.
Stadia.
Yeah, that's horrible and everybody hates it. And they're like, well, we've got the new Assassin's Creed. Like, everyone has that.
Right?
Everybody has that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm going to use equivalent in my daily life now. Nobody's going to understand what it means.
No one's going to get it. People would just think you're having a stroke.
Yeah.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of mother. Or sales. I definitely prefer. Don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, NYX, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. You know what's really annoying when you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot? Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect.
Mason, you ever scurrying around on the internet like a rat looking at things that you don't want people to know about?
My obsession with Yu-Gi-Oh cards, for sure. Or is it cards? I don't know.
Yes, cards, board games, dictionaries.
Cartoons.
Yep. Yeah. All of these things. Well, then you'll appreciate this because, you know, even if you go into incognito mode, it doesn't actually hide your activity.
What?
That's right.
Excuse me?
That's right.
Oh, no.
It's as good as broadcasting it in a podcast.
Oh, no.
Now, it doesn't matter what mode you use or how many times you clear your browsing history, your internet service provider can see every single website you've ever visited. That's why, even when I'm at home, I never go online without ExpressVPN.
That's why when I call up to talk about my internet service, they're always referencing those that Yu-Gi-Oh stuff, you know what I mean? Yeah. They're like, would you draw four, they say? Is that Yu-Gi-Oh? I don't know.
That's Yu-Gi-Oh. Good. Doesn't matter if you get your internet from Verizon or Comcast. ISPs in the US can legally sell your information to ad companies.
Not like that.
That seems... How did that happen? Anyway, right. ExpressVPN is the app that reroutes your internet connection through their secure servers so your ISP can't see the sites you visit. ExpressVPN also keeps all your information secure by encrypting 100% of your data with the most powerful encryption software available.
You were so excited for that. That's why you made that voice.
Most of the time, Mason, I didn't even realize that I've got ExpressVPN on because it runs so seamlessly in the background and is so easy to use.
That's exactly what you want.
That's right.
There's a lot of these VPNs, you put the VPN on and you know because you...
It's just grinding away,
exactly. Yeah.
All you have to do is tap one button and you are protected. And ExpressVPN is available on all your devices, phones, computers, even your smart television. I didn't know that. That's good.
Let's get into that.
So there's no excuse for you to not be using it. Protect your online activity today with the VPN rated number one by CNET and Wired. Visit our exclusive link, expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet, and you can get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet, and that'll happen. You can do it then.
That's terrific. That's a really good deal.
expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet to learn more. On with the show?
Yes, please.
Yeah. More news, Mason?
Yeah, please.
Heroic Hollywood have mentioned, here's an update on the standalone Superman movie. A standalone Superman movie would not be successful at this time. Perhaps once there's some more momentum after playing a supporting role in some successful DC films, there would be more of a chance for a standalone film.
He's on probation is what they're
saying.
That's
what he is, for being a bad bloke.
Yes.
Yeah. That sounds insane to me, but okay.
Yep.
I understand their thinking because they're probably like, well, Superman doesn't make money. Superman makes money if you make good movies, idiot.
Right?
Yeah. So
it'd be like saying in 2008, hey, look, we could make an Iron Man movie, but maybe we should put him in some smaller roles and see how he does there.
Let's put him in some lesser known properties.
Right. And see then, how they do. Yeah. See if there's a positive audience response. See if people turn the dial to the left or the right.
This is some X-Men Wolverine Origins bullshit in terms of like what are some characters we can launch off. Yeah. Like you know what I mean? We'll test the waters. We'll put Gambit and then we'll see if people like Gambit. It's fucking Superman. Just make a good movie.
Right.
Put
word and the other spread. Thing is, and again, there's no competition.
Nope. And the other thing is, because J.J. Abrams could very well direct that movie, they're not even sure that they say that if he wanted to recast it, he could because he's on board and he can do whatever he wants pretty right, much. Uh-huh. But I wouldn't.
No.
I really wouldn't. Yeah. But what do I know?
Sure.
He's famous now. Like he's known.
It's true, yeah.
We're talking about this, but like he's more famous than he's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be now would be a good time to do it.
I agree.
Is all I'm saying. And you don't even need to tie to Batman, Superman, or anything. You just make it a just do
but
whatever.
The opening scene is he
gets killed by Doomsday.
Exactly, that's right. And then it's just the funeral scene. Yeah, Batman vs Superman. Just
speaking of Justice League, the last one's out this week for Carrot of Carnage. Yeah,
I think the first scene, if they do a Superman movie, should be him shaving with heat vision in the mirror. I think that'd be a funny
that'd be
bit.
Great, yeah,
it'd be a funny bit, and then people would be like, "Oh, I get it now.
Yeah,
I understand how he does it."
Yeah, I mean, us comic book aficionados,
we always knew that.
Yeah, exactly.
Why doesn't it melt the mirror? We don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know. Did you see the trailer?
Also, I think it'd be funny if it's like the heat vision that we see in all these movies where it's just like just a torrent of laser blast. And it just absolutely annihilates his bathroom every morning. He's like, Lois, leave the apartment. Okay, here we go.
What if he did?
Yes.
Room of mirrors.
Yeah, okay, sure.
But then it would get his hair.
It would get his hair and it'd burn
his
hair.
You'd have to wear a shower cap.
Yep.
A lead shower cap.
That's right.
Would that even work,
nope.
Lead?
It had melted to his head. You'd have to wear a kryptonite shower cap and risk his own death every time he shaves.
Yeah. Can't he? I'm trying to think. I know there's another answer to that now.
Yes.
Like, doesn't he use like a piece of his ship or something people have specified?
Sure.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Good on him. Also, maybe his hair's not actually that strong.
Wow.
You know, it doesn't have to be. Just say it isn't.
Wow.
But then
wouldn't his hair burn off?
Yeah,
every
it would
time
burn off when he goes into space. Yes,
whatever.
Mason.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
But maybe it grows back really fast. But then,
yeah.
Why isn't his hair long all the time?
Good question.
Maybe he's got some sort of genetic evolutionary defense mechanism where his hair burns off very quickly,
yeah.
But it also grows back very quickly
yes.
to a normal length.
To a normal length.
And then it stops.
Yes. Whatever the style is of the day.
His hair is constantly growing to a certain length and then falling out.
Yeah.
Which yes. means that you would know that Superman's the evidence that Superman has been there and saved the day is just a it's just like a bearded man's bathroom. Just hair everywhere.
Just awful.
Yeah. Just a trail of pubes everywhere Superman goes.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
They could just say he doesn't grow a beard. That might be the easier
could
way to
say,
do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, he does. But
and you could say that that's why he's always saving the day because he feels inadequate.
Yes.
He can't grow a
can't
beard.
Can't grow a beard. Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah.
So you saw the trailer for Bill and Ted Face the Music.
I did.
They're sad and old, but they look good. And also they go to a future or a past where they've got muscles in jail.
That's right, they do. It's bizarre seeing Keanu Reeves without facial hair.
It's so weird,
isn't
it?
First time in a long time.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Right?
I don't like it. He's like a glowworm. I don't know. It's weird because he's like wrinkle free. It's like
yeah,
something
right?
very
yeah.
upsetting about it. Mm. But they look terrific because they're mid-50s.
Exactly. You'd think that the beard was hiding something, but it turns out what it's hiding is pristine features.
Yeah. How's he do it?
I don't know.
Probably surgeries.
So the premise of this basically is that
they were big.
They were big and they're in the past movies, the idea was that they created an idyllic society because they created a song that essentially united the whole world.
Yeah.
But now they're in their 50s
yep.
and they still haven't written the song.
Yes, and they're not famous anymore.
Yeah.
And they go to the future and the future's like, boo, boo. And you killed Rufus.
Did they?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
Did they?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what united all the people.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I like this. I'm
Me
well
too.
On board.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's going to be good. But
is it the original writers or some of them?
Some of them, I think, yeah, maybe.
And Solomon, I think, is involved.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Who is the Bill and Ted writer and also the original Men in Black writer, I think.
The comic?
No, the movie.
Which one?
The first one.
The second one?
I don't know.
Third one?
I don't know. Maybe none of this is correct. I don't know. Not that one. No, I don't think so.
I bloody hope not.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should do an episode or a Caravan of Garbage. Also, we should look at that horrible live-action TV series. I just watched a bit of it on YouTube.
We did, though, didn't we?
I think we've talked about it, but I don't know if we actually watched it?
I have watched some of it, but I can't.
It's all on YouTube. There's like 8 hours of it.
Yeah.
Oof. Brutal. But what's weird is there's also a cartoon, and they voice themselves, the actors, in like the early 90s.
Yeah,
that's strange that happened. But yeah. But it's a recast for the show. Obviously. Don't rubber muscle suits look good these days?
They sure do, yeah.
Bloody hell. I mean, because I remember the days of Vinnie Jones, and it's come a long way. So that's out in August. I think they actually set a release date now. Mm-hmm. So that's exciting. We've got a few more bits of news.
I'm ready.
Did someone say Dracula reboot?
Nope. No one did. No one did, James. No.
Did somebody say it? Somebody must have said it.
Somebody said Dracula reboot recently, but I think it was in the context of, can we please stop doing Dracula reboots? That last Dracula reboot was bad, they said.
Which one? The television
series? All of them.
What about this?
It's just, there's a bot on Twitter that just says, that last Dracula reboot was bad. It just says it every hour on the hour. And it's never wrong, is it?
No, it's not.
People just see it and retweet and they go, yes, yeah, strong agree.
Correct.
50,000 retweets.
That weird TV series. Mm. Is that coming back? Probably. Blumhouse, though.
Yes.
They did Invisible Man. Mm-hmm. So they've said that I think it's something that gets overlooked in the adaptations of Dracula in the past is the idea of multiple voices. In fact,
I thought you were going to say cloaks in front of the face.
They don't do that anymore, do they?
You know what I would love if the head of Blumhouse was like, you know what often gets overlooked in these adaptations of Dracula? It's that Dracula goes, Blair! Blair!
Has Dracula ever gone Blair?
Maybe, I don't know.
Could somebody let us know? And not like a parody.
No, just a legit like one where he goes Blair.
Blair. And not the Count from Sesame Street.
Yeah.
I mean like one of those 1950s ones or whatever. Does he do it? In fact, the book is filled with different points of view, and the one point of view we don't get access to and all most adaptations give access to is Dracula himself, though they did in that series recently. I feel, and also in Bram Stoker's Dracula, the one from the 90s, I think they did all perspectives. Keanu Reeves is in that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so they say that I would say in some respect there is going to be an adaptation called Dracula, but it's perhaps not the same kind of romantic hero that's seen in past interpretations of Dracula. So more monster-esque, I guess.
Okay, sure.
I'm guessing. Okay, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's roll up our sleeves and do another Dracula reboot.
Yeah, let's do it, yeah.
Blumhouse, though.
I like Blumhouse, sure.
I mean, they're hit and miss, but their monster stuff is the one that they've done has been good.
That's true, yeah. Mm. And we can then extrapolate that every monster thing they do from this point will be good.
Exactly. So there you go. Dracula's coming to get you.
Blair.
Blair.
All I'm saying is we do a modern interpretation of Dracula.
Mm.
Set in the modern day, and it's an allegory for something else.
Phones.
Yep. And
big business.
Big business. Something important, capitalism, rampant capitalism or something like that. But he's got the slick back hair and like the white tie and tails with all the medals. And he's got the cloak that he puts in front of his face and he says Blair.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
Who plays him? Who plays him? It's him on slick.
The Rock.
Blah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
He can't really do it. Blah. Can he do it?
But he's trying his best.
Yeah, he could do it.
There's just a lot of Instagram progress shots of him just pumping iron at the gym and he's like, doing this for Dracula, everyone. Got to be an authentic Dracula.
People are like, no.
It's just got to be pumped like Dracula was pumped, you know? And people are like, you're just in the gym anyway, aren't you, The Rock? Yeah. It's like, nope, got to be authentic to the spirit of Dracula. Just pumping iron. Just doing leg presses. Dracula never skipped leg day. He did.
He definitely did. He doesn't even use his legs. He flies a lot. Yeah. So things are cancelled, but don't worry, they're not really cancelled because they still exist.
Oh, yep, I'm ready.
This is the last bit of news.
Okay.
So Gone with the Wind has been removed. I think it was from HBO or a streaming service.
Sure, right, uh-huh.
The idea was that there was uproar. First of all, who's watching Gone with the Wind? I'm not denying that it's a groundbreaking classic, et cetera, but it's very old and very long.
I guess school students that have to watch it.
Yes, exactly.
So ultimately all that's happened is there's a couple of teachers going, we're going to have to wait a week. Yeah. Sorry, everyone. Let's watch it different. No, they're not. They're just going to watch it on VHS.
They've got it on VHS.
They're going to drag out the tray with a big square TV on it and a VHS player.
I hope that's still a thing, just too. Rattling down the corridor.
Yeah, that's right.
We felt that
kids are going to be like, what is this?
Yeah. Is this a bomb?
Yeah.
We felt that to keep this title up without explanation would be an announcement of those depictions and would feel irresponsible. For those who don't know, there's depictions of slavery in that movie that are very inaccurate.
Yes.
Because they're just happy and just having a good old time.
Yeah, right.
So when brought back a discussion of the historical context and announcement of the film's racial depictions. So, again.
It's not going away.
It's not going away.
It's going temporarily.
And the other thing is, everything that I'm about to mention here then jumped up the charts.
Yeah.
So I also think that some of these have just been taken away because they're like, we can get a boost here on iTunes or physical copies.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. They're going to be like, we'll take it away. And there'll be people like, oh, how dare they take it away? When it comes back, I'm going to watch it 100 times. Also, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world. I don't know if anybody's aware. But I think there is, you know, a movement that is currently happening did not demand the removal of these things.
No.
That's not what any of these things are about. This is I feel like a lot of this is like, again, it's a promotional thing.
It's a distraction.
It's a distraction. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Nobody actually cares, no. I feel, about this. Like, more than what's actually going on.
Right.
Yeah. People understand the historical context. Like, Little Britain was removed because that's mostly blackface. Is that even a good show, though? Because I always hated Little Britain. The two people involved in it, I think, have done good things.
Yes.
But that's a fucking horrible show.
I think the radio show that came before it is better.
I haven't heard that. Okay.
But there's more variety in that. It may be on Spotify.
It's just like the same four skits.
Exactly.
It's like a very gay man in a village, and then there's someone on a computer, and they're like, this computer. And then there's the guy in the wheelchair, and they think he can't do anything, but he's doing backflips in the background or whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
It's
yeah.
just like those, just those things yeah. again and uh-huh. again.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like they got locked into that. They're like, this is what
sells.
Well,
that's what I'm talking about. I think that the radio show had more variety, and I think that when they made the TV series, they're like, get rid of all that. We can't build catchphrases and sell stuff based on all this stuff. So compact it down to the guy, they're going to the pool. And you think he can't do it, go into the pool. He does a dive in the pool.
Yeah, but he's back in the chair before.
Back in the chair before the guy comes back. Yeah.
So Chris Lilley stuff got removed off Netflix.
Good. Except for the stuff they funded, which is still on there.
Did they?
Yeah, the one that they paid for
really?
Is still on there.
Really? So I didn't know that.
They just removed the stuff that, for people who don't know, Chris Lilley is an Australian, I want to say comedian, but I don't agree with that. He's an Australian guy on TV, and he made a bunch of series through the ABC, which is like the government's TV channel.
Yeah, I think he has done good stuff.
I don't think he's done any good stuff.
I like The We Can Be Heroes because I don't think there's any blackface in that one.
So the premise basically is that he started off in a series called We Can Be Heroes, which is basically the search for the Australian of the Year. Is that it? And he portrayed all the characters in it.
Yeah.
Like with varying degrees of, like he plays a schoolgirl and he plays is there an Asian character?
Maybe in that one. Maybe there is an Asian character. Yeah, maybe it is that one, yeah.
Yeah, anyway, I think he sucks. But anyway, it got weirder and...
Just what? Look up Smouse video clip.
Oh, yeah, that's... Yeah, but also he played a character called Jonah from Tonga in blackface, and it's...
I also think what he was trying to do was not intentionally racist. I don't think he's a malicious person.
Okay, right.
But there's a...
He's certainly a vain person, which I think
that's
is a
what, that's
because
what,
he's
yeah.
like, well,
like,
I
could do this.
I can
yeah,
do all
that's
of
what
this.
I'm
and that's not... Yeah. And the idea, like, it's the idea that being the creator of this show and a cast of characters, the idea is he has to get all the attention and all the glory. So the idea
Didn't
of...
Did he fire writers and stuff as well?
Maybe, but, look, I don't know.
Big-handed
but the idea that he has to be Jonah from Tonga when you could hire an actual kid from Tonga because that would take away from him doing the jokes.
Yeah,
that's the thing for me.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've never thought he's funny.
So, again, still exists. All of these things
you can buy them. You can buy it on DVD.
Yep.
Many people have. It's probably on other streaming services.
One episode of Fawlty Towers was removed, the one with Don't Mention the War.
Here's the thing about that episode. Mm. The thing about it is I think a lot of people are upset because it's the Don't Mention the War episode and it's probably something about Churchill. People are probably upset about Churchill or whatever. They think that's what it is. But what it is, and a lot of people perhaps don't know this, is there's a character in Fawlty Towers called the Major. He's a retired Army general, and in that episode, he says the N-word a lot of times.
I didn't know
but
that.
People really... don't know that because a long time ago, most network TV, the BBC, I think specifically, was like, we're going to take this out.
Yeah.
John Cleese, who created Fawlty Towers, was like, fine.
Yeah.
And then, so every time you've seen it on TV, they've taken that bit out.
Right, okay.
But the versions that are on Netflix, or the streaming version, is the unedited version.
Oh, okay. Right. I did no idea. So that I think every version I've seen of that then hasn't had
nobody
that.
Nobody knows it. Yeah. But he says it a lot. So
I was going to say, because the other stuff, there's nothing controversial about
that's
that episode.
Why, I think
yeah.
people are like, well, because the whole bit about that episode is some Germans arrive at the Fawlty Towers, the hotel, and Basil Fawlty is like, don't mention the war. That's the whole bit. And I think people have taken that up as the idea of it. It's saying don't mention a war because you can't say anything these days. Yeah. That's why. Like, they've conflated these whole things, but that's not what it is. It's the unedited version. And John Cleese has come out and been like, oh, censorship something. But it's like, you agreed to this a really long time ago to take it out because it's weird and offensive.
Maybe he also doesn't know why.
Maybe he also doesn't know why, right? Yeah.
Doesn't he live in Spain anyway or something?
I think he does. Probably. But anyway, what they're going to do is they're going to take it away. They're probably going to change.
Oh, it's back, by the way.
Oh, it's back.
It's already back.
Well, they've changed the licensing agreement and put the episode that's been edited back in, so it's fine.
Yeah, great.
Anyway.
And they cancelled Cops, but that's definitively cancelled.
Right, okay. but again, that show's been going on for like 30 years. So 30,
yeah.
This is probably the perfect chance to...
Definitely. And I think also, if you're going to bring it back, you need to retool it, because a lot of stuff they show on that aren't fair depictions, and they show... They've known to show people who've forced people to sign things so they appear in the show and it affects their life. And a lot of people also who are arrested in that didn't actually do anything wrong, but you don't get that side of it.
That's
you
right.
get the
There's
bit
no...
where they get arrested.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
So you can kind of be ruined to be like by being on that show if you make a mistake. I'm not saying that, of course, they also arrest terrible people in that show because there are terrible people in the world, but it's not entirely accurate a lot of the time. Uh-huh. It actually is actively harming people. Mm. So maybe fix it if you are going to bring it back, which I think they will. I think it'll just happen eventually.
Oh, yeah. Again, this is the perfect opportunity to cancel a thing, but also revamp a thing that maybe was not.
Exactly. Anyway, I mean, I didn't even know it was on. I didn't give a shit about Cops.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cancel.
What are they going to do next? Cancel Grey's Anatomy? Oh, it's still on. Wow.
So there you go. It's PC gone mad.
It is PC gone mad.
But also, again, these aren't the actual issues of things that are actually going on at the moment.
No.
And I feel, you're right, because people get caught up in it on. I saw like a Herald Sun article that was like, it's a culture war, or it's culture vultures, or PC vultures come for culture, or something like that. And it's like, because there's also that other thing.
James, could we be the PC vultures that are coming for culture? Okay, that's the new podcast we're going to do for Big Sandwich. That's the second new podcast. It's called PC Vultures Coming for
coming
the Culture.
Coming for Culture. Because there was the call to... there was the call to...
The cacaw.
The cacaw to kill the dog from Paw Patrol because he's a cop, right, to have him put down. Uh-huh. And it was obviously a joke and people don't really care that there's a police dog in this show for kids. Uh-huh. But then I also saw another article that's like, they're trying to cancel Paw Patrol. They're not trying to cancel Paw Patrol. You're an idiot, or you know this and you're still writing this article.
They're just trying to take his taser away.
That's right. So I don't know, man. What a time we live in.
What a time to be alive.
Yeah. But I look at any of these things that have been cancelled and also still exist. They're not even, who cares? Like, they don't, they're not even relevant things that are.
Well, and again, if you were like, if you were so incensed that they took Fawlty Towers away, or one episode of Fawlty Towers for a day, if you're such a big fan of Fawlty Towers, surely you have it on DVD already.
Do you?
No.
You've got it.
I don't know if I do.
I don't have it.
All right.
Yeah. It's a funny show.
Yeah.
Except for that bit that you said they took out.
Right? Yeah. I saw an episode recently. It was good.
Yeah.
It was the one where the guy dies in the hotel.
That was a good episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
They've got it's a real comedy of errors. They have to keep moving the body around.
How are they going
to
do
I'd
it?
I just wait for the police if
just
I were
wait for the police, yeah. Like, culture, PC vultures come for culture,
exactly.
Don't they?
Yeah, and again, like, it's...
It's PC gone mad. That's what you're going to say.
It's PC gone mad. Yeah, it's not censorship if a company like Netflix is like, we don't want to put this on our streaming service
and our private.
Yeah. If the government was like, we're banning all screenings of Fawlty Towers.
Yeah.
That would be censorship.
That would be censorship. But you'd still have your DVDs.
That's right. No, they're taking the DVDs away.
What?
Yeah, that's right.
Good thing we don't have any DVDs. Wink.
Nice.
I don't have any DVDs. Nice. I think I've got a copy of Spider-Man 2 somewhere. That's the extent of my DVD collection. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hope they don't come for it. Do you think they would?
They might.
Oh, no.
They might. Yeah, it's PC gone mad over there,
it
obviously.
Really is, yeah. Anyway, there are more important things in the world than...
And Spider-Man 2, unlikely. That's one of the best Spider-Man movies.
It is, isn't it? Have you ever seen Gone with the Wind?
No.
No, me neither. It's just never really... I'm not saying... apparently it's breathtaking in many ways. I'm sure it is. But yeah, I also think it is interesting that what I think people seem to miss the fact that it's coming back with the context around it. It's like, I know when some things on Disney Plus are like, this is racist, but we're leaving it here. This is the context around it.
Like, yeah, right.
It's,
uh-huh.
It's an important historical artifact because these were the perceptions at the time, but be aware, this is not cool.
Sure, yeah.
I think there's value in that.
There's a little...
Don't you think?
In the description, it's like, action, fun for families, not cool. So, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can just search by not cool.
That's right. But don't you think that's interesting to then have a discussion around that?
Yeah, I think
that?
So too, yeah.
To put things within the context of when it was created?
Yes.
Yeah, anyway, that's just my thoughts. Anyway, what are we reading?
And that's just my thoughts. That's your new
that's
segment.
That's just my thoughts. What are we reading?
Oh, what are we going to read?
Theme song.
Nice.
I'm doing the theme.
Don't do it, James.
Westworld. You loved it last week.
I've come around again.
I'll get you back.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe you will.
Yeah.
Look, I think we both attempted to watch something this week. We both attempted to watch Artemis Fowl.
Yeah.
Which was gonna have a cinema release.
Yes.
And I think it was dumped on Disney Plus.
But perfect timing for them for the pandemic, by the way, to slowly kill this movie.
Right.
Yeah. I'm gonna check the budget because it looks expensive.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so it's been dumped to streaming, and I feel like it's definitely been dumped to streaming.
Yeah. Oh, $125 million.
It's a lot of money to put, yeah. And I don't think they're not making that back on new subscriptions. There's not people out there going like, well, I've got to get Disney Plus for Artemis Fowl.
That's right. So Artemis Fowl is a boy.
Oh, yes.
But he's a detective. Sort of. Didn't get very far. I got about 2 minutes in.
Well, here's the thing. I've never read the books, but the premise, as I understand the books, is he is some sort of – he's an evil criminal – he's a child evil criminal mastermind.
Yes.
But in this, he's just a kid.
But he's the best kid. He's smarter than the psychologist or something.
Yeah.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
The psychologist is like, you should be – nice Artemis Fowl. And,
Artemis Fowl is like, yeah, but your chair isn't an authentic antique, is it? Checkmate, idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah, big bearded dumbass.
That's what he said.
He says that.
Mm.
Yeah, and it's here's the thing. It's a kid's movie.
Yep.
Directed by Kenneth Branagh.
Yep, who has made a lot of good movies, including...
Mm-hmm. Thor 1.
Thor 1, Hamlet.
Yes.
Jack Ryan Shadow Recruit. I haven't seen it. Cinderella, I think, is the best live-action Disney adaptation.
There you go.
I said that before.
Uh-huh.
Death on the Nile is coming up because he did the murder and the whatevers.
Orient Express, yeah.
But he's had his fair share of, like, things that weren't well-received. Mary Shelley's Frankenstein was, like, lambasted at the time, wasn't it?
Yes. But, yeah, this is a kid's movie, and in the first 10 minutes, nothing happens.
Yeah.
Like,
because they're like, there's magic. But is there?
The first 10 minutes it's like, here's Artemis. He's a boy and he loves Ireland. He loves going for a surf. He loves sitting in his mansion. His dad's there and every night his dad tells him about the fairies. I'm Josh Gad. I'm in this. I've been brought in to narrate this because they didn't film enough stuff for it. I'm here to fill in the gaps and explain some things that were not adequately explained in the movie.
But it's also 90 minutes because I feel like they must have hacked a lot out of this, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Having watched four minutes of it.
I watched maybe half an hour and it is just everybody's been given the Batman voice. Josh Gad has a Batman voice. Judi Dench has a Batman voice in this.
Really?
You didn't get to Judi Dench, did you?
No.
She's like the head of the
elves or something?
She's head of the fairy police, essentially.
Does she have a gun?
She doesn't seem to have a gun, no.
And okay, all right, whatever. is she big?
She's regular Judi Dench sized.
What makes them fairies?
They just live in a fairy world.
Do they fly?
Not all of them. No.
What do you mean not all? They have wings?
No.
So they're not fairies?
They're fairies because they live in a fairyland.
Come on.
I wasn't entirely paying attention, but listen. But it's basically his dad gets kidnapped and he goes off to live. He has to investigate his dad's kidnapping.
And the idea in the books, the first one at least, he's the supervillain.
He's the bad guy. But in this he's not. He's just a kid on an adventure. Mm. Also, I watched half an hour of it. I don't think he leaves his mansion. Like, he sends other people off. He sends his butler to investigate a thing.
Who's his butler?
Some guy, I don't know.
Kenneth Branagh?
Just a guy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, nothing happens in it, and it's boring, and it sucks.
I think you're alone on that. People love this movie.
Do they?
Yeah.
Intriguing.
No, it's horrible. Everyone hates it.
Yeah.
So, what do you say about this
movie? It doesn't even feel like it's like recognizably Kenneth Branagh in any way.
Mm.
I wouldn't. It's just a Disney movie.
Does he have like a particular flair?
No, he does a lot of those angles.
Dutch.
Yes, he does a lot of those. There's a lot of those.
Is that only Thor, though?
Maybe. Yeah. No, I think it's in other things as well.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
It feels just like your Nutcrackers and your...
Yeah, I feel like maybe they got him because he was in a Harry Potter, right?
He's in two, yeah.
I feel like they were like...
You understand magical worlds.
I understand these magical worlds. Bring this guy in. But it's just dull. And I guess I shouldn't have been surprised at the idea that Disney would take a property where the main character is the bad guy and just turn him into just a boy on an adventure.
But yeah. Don't you think it would have been... I mean, you could build to that, though, couldn't you?
To him being a criminal mastermind.
Yeah. You start him evil and then...
And then you build to a redemption, I guess.
I think that would be...
But I don't think Disney even wants that. I think
they missed a trick here. This was a very, popular...
A magic trick.
Magic trick. It seems like it's a very popular and beloved series.
Yeah.
And they could have built something like a Harry Potter if they had have looked at this properly.
Yeah.
Instead, this thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he's the best. He's the best kid in the world. That's what I got from the right? start. They're like, he's the best kid. You don't even understand him.
It's nice to see Colin Farrell, though.
He looks good.
It's nice to have him being a bit partner in a fantasy movie potential franchise.
He was in Dumbo.
That's what I'm talking about.
He's going to be back for Dumbo 2.
That's what I guess.
There's two Dumbos this time.
Whoa.
Yeah. One of them.
Evil Dumbo, a good Dumbo and palette swap Dumbo.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. It's regular Dumbo and then other Dumbo and he's a slightly darker shade of grey but smoke comes off him all the time.
Oh, and he's got the clown makeup on.
That's right, all the time.
All the time, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
So there you go. Wow. I haven't been watching anything else except for a lot of things that I've watched. But what I did started to read was the 80th Joker Anniversary 100-page Super Spectacular.
Oh, yes.
Which is a whole lot of Joker short stories. You got your Brian Azzarello's, your Tony Salvador Daniel, your Paul Dini's, a bunch of people coming together. Mm-hmm. Jock is doing art.
I like Jock,
And a bunch of different people doing arts. Mm-hmm. So, it's like a whole lot of different short stories coming together as one. And it's good. I've read most of them.
So they all tie in together.
Yeah, they are. No, but they're all...
They're all about the Joker, so they tie in that respect.
One of them is a universe where Batman has been killed and what the Joker would do, which has got a bit of a twist ending. And it's a bit of a joke ending. You're like, oh, he would do that, wouldn't he?
That's classic the Joker. I haven't read it, but I already know that is classic the Joker.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you like the Joker and comics, totally check it out.
I like both of those things.
And you're gonna
I like the Joker less these days.
Why?
Because of all the Joker stuff.
Oh, there's too many.
Yeah.
Too many. I put him in a thumbnail, though, on Sunday. Because he's popular.
Perfect.
I'm not going to not do it, Mason.
Yeah, you're not an idiot.
Yeah. I know where the money is.
That's right.
Yeah.
Joker content.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Jared Leto one, too. I'm rolling the dice a bit on that. But I feel like people come either way because they're like, I hate this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Or.
Okay, right.
I love him.
But you did consider Joaquin Phoenix Joker.
Well, because it's related to theories in the episode we did last week and fan theories.
Yeah, right.
And it was the Lazarus Pit one. Mm-hmm. So that's why I used that one.
Perfect.
I wanted it to be airtight and bulletproof.
Yeah.
Our Batman v Superman review, which everybody loves.
Of course.
Yeah. What else have you been reading, though? Or is that everything?
I think that might be just about everything.
Very good. My wife is chasing my son around the garden. With a rake. She's going to get him finally.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been watching a lot of episodes of Always Sunny.
You're back on that, aren't you?
It turns out that I tapped out at like season 5.
Oh, wow.
So I have years to get through. But it's still good. Again, you know, there's some probo stuff in there.
Yeah, but it evolves.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And they are the worst people in the world.
Yes,
so it makes sense that you're not supposed to celebrate. Nor would you want to be any of those people.
No, on
any level. There's no, like, I feel like, you know, when you talk about, you know, maybe Rick and Morty or something like that. Rick is a horrible person, but you go, but he saves the world and he's cool and he has sex with alien ladies and everybody loves him except for his family or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But the characters from Always Sunny, even if they're like...
Ripped?
Even if they're ripped or they're like saying cool things or like, you know, going on crazy adventures and just doing whatever they feel like, man. At the end, they're just like sitting in a pool eating, like an empty pool covered in mud and eating garbage. Like there's the balance is way in favor of them. They never win. They're always the losers.
Maybe status quo is the best case scenario.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but often also they'll devolve in terms of how far they get in life. You know what I mean? So they never get better. They either stay the same or get worse.
Yes,
which I enjoy. Yeah.
Uh-huh. There's gunfire outside. I don't know if the listeners can hear it.
That's the chainsaw you bought my son.
I did buy your son a chainsaw. I don't know if that's public knowledge, but I did buy him a fun chainsaw.
I'm not sure if people could hear that, but my son.
I'm glad he's getting some use out of it.
Yeah, so Mason bought my
son. He's chainsawing your wife. Look out.
Well, she came in with a rake.
That's true.
But so for those who don't know, Mason bought my son a toy chainsaw, which he was like really cool with. Mm-hmm. And then one of his friends came around to use it and went to cut a tree and was like, what the fuck? It was like really upset that it didn't actually cut.
Oh, he hadn't used it. He went for months.
No, my son knows it's not real. Oh, okay, but the kid, I think he was a bit younger and he was like, yes, finally, a chainsaw for me. And he went to
And your son was like, you imbecile. Imagine thinking that this chainsaw would actually chainsaw anything.
So there you go. Next segment, Mason.
Let's do some letters.
Yeah.
The classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away.
I know they're here right now. We're going to do letters.
Hey, it's letters time. Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod on Twitter. Send us through some tweets. I got less tweets this week than last week, but there were still some tweets. But if you want to send really more tweets, I love them. Okay. I love reading them.
Is that a timing issue? Because you would have put out the tweet. You'd have been like, hey, do you have any questions?
No, I go back through the week.
Oh, I see.
I look through. I go hashtag, and then I go latest, and then I go back.
My goodness.
And then I go that way. But yeah, also weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com.
That's right.
Also, we probably will try to do next week entry point comics for like your main superhero stuff, like your Supermans, right, yeah, your Batmans, your Wonder Womans, your Spider-Mans, et cetera.
You're stuck inside. You want to get into comic books, but you don't know where to start because there's a million billion characters,
yeah,
and a million billion trillion different versions of all those characters.
That's right.
Well, we'll start you off.
But I was going to also say, if you've got suggestions, send them through. Yes,
exactly.
And we will read out some or none.
This is, speaking of.
Yes.
This is an email from Lawrence Lobdell. He says, Watchmen, the book, not the HBO series. Mm. It says, I've started reading Watchmen and now I'm depressed. Just thought I'd share. Grab that gem, you guys, or don't, whatever. Thank you, Lawrence.
No, look, we're happy to read that out. Started, though, because maybe they get to the end and they're like,
oh, this is a bit of a cheery read, isn't it?
Mm.
This ending's really cheered me up, hasn't it?
Check it out, Mason.
Oh, hello. Your son,
yes,
for people who can't see it, which is everyone, he's riding on a little Razor scooter, but yes, it's like a training Razor scooter because it's got two front wheels.
Yeah.
He's got his little helmet on and he's riding away like he's done a crime. Like he's got the face of a man.
He's off. That is see, packing
it away, yeah.
He like only go like 20 feet and then he'll take it off and then he's like, I'm done.
Well,
I don't know what he's up to. Yeah. So what were you saying? So yeah.
He's got the look of a man who's like
guilt.
He looks like a man who's like dinged your car door with his door and he knows you've seen it, but he's like, what are you gonna do about it? You know? And you just walk it like, what are you gonna do?
Absolutely. What's do you have another letter or I can do a tweet?
James, I've got so many letters. Okay. This one is from Zachary. So James and Meso, I've been looking for a reason to send an email to you, great mates. I've been a subscriber on YouTube for years now, but I regularly listen to the podcast on road trips.
Cool.
However, once the pandemic hit, I became unemployed and had to get a job at Domino's. So that's bad, but also good. You got a job. That's good.
Exactly.
The only thing that's got me through my 6-hour driving days has been this podcast. Thank you for making the best podcast ever. That's very nice of you, Zachary.
Thank you.
P.S. Is there an, that's from Zach from Atlanta. P.S. Yeah. Is there an official Domino's drive for the podcast? If not, can I fill that position?
Ooh, absolutely you can.
I'll take a deep dish meat lovers, I think.
I'll get a Hawaiian.
Okay, cool. All right, we'll
see. We don't tip. We don't tip.
Yeah, we'll see you in 30 minutes. Otherwise, we get these for free.
You should tip your delivery people
I do,
as well.
Yeah.
Give them cash straight up.
I do give them cash straight up. I got a lot of fives on me to give a delivery.
Oh, where are you getting your fives from? You got a guy?
No, go to the bank.
You go to the bank.
I go to
and
the
get
bank
fives.
And I go to the ATM and I take out some money.
And then you go in.
No, there's a change machine.
Is there?
And you go boop, 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 and you put it in and then the change comes out.
I don't have that.
Yeah, because you can only get like 50s out of the machine. So
yeah,
you
yeah.
You put them in the change machine.
Or whatever denomination they happen to have at the time.
And then you're like, then it's like, do you want a receipt? And you're like, no, and it gives you a receipt anyway. It's just checking to see if you want a receipt.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I'm glad. That's good. It's that's very fortunate.
Absolutely.
Because, man, it's tough out there.
Look at him go.
He's back. He's back.
Smiling this time.
He's having a grand time.
This is from Griff hashtag Black Lives Matter on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
Hey, guys. Hope you're both well with the announcement of the next Spider-Man game. What villain do you guys really want to fight, seeing as most of the Sinister Six are in the last one? Also, any new skills Miles should have over Peter for the interesting gameplay? Well, the shock, the venom strike.
He can turn invisible.
And invisible. Those are the things.
Yeah. Does he have a different kind of spider sense?
Maybe.
I couldn't say.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. But
they're
I,
all
yeah.
different. They're all, they're all right. Spider-Man has different spider sense depending on the character. that's the thing.
But I also, you know, the ability to like generate a spider shock.
Mm.
I guess what does that do in terms of gameplay?
Mm.
Because otherwise, it's just a big punch.
But he also in the previous game, you could get electric like fists.
That's how I remember that. Yeah,
so
yeah.
They'll have to tweak it so it's different from that. I guess.
Yeah.
It's also a smart way to do that game because
maybe it guarantees a heart attack.
Oh,
you tap somebody and they're like,
love
that.
Yeah.
Ah! Why did you do this?
I guarantee you they'll defibrillate someone in there.
Yeah, for sure.
But I think it's also smart because it's making it a new game where you build up your character from the start.
Yes.
You know, often you start like God of War 2. It's like you've got all your powers and it's like, we've taken all your powers and you've got to get your powers back. So this way it's like, and you could do it every game. You could do a Spider-Gwen one. You could just do them forever.
Oh, and they sort of learn and evolve their powers. Yeah, right.
Mm, that's the thought.
Yeah, I always, that as a mechanic, it always, I'm mixed on that one because there's a whole bunch of games where you start out with your godlike abilities and then they're like, surprise, no more powers.
One of the Castlevania games or whatever, yeah. Oh.
Mm. But also oftentimes there's no tutorial in that opening. Most of the game, there's no tutorial in the opening sequence, so it's just you mashing buttons and like shooting out lasers and chains and fireballs, and then it's like, and I'm God's taking away your powers, and you're like,
come on.
Now I'm just a bum on the streets.
That's right, yeah.
Anyway, but I'm mixed on it.
Mm, me too. What about villains do you want to see? Who are his villains? He's got his own Green Goblin.
James, I'll level you. I have no idea what his villains are.
He's got like a big demon Green Goblin in his universe.
Oh, I see, like the Spider-Verse. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I guess we could do.
But he's not in a different dimension.
No, he's in this dimension. So I was going to say Lady Dr. Octopus.
Yes. But you could also, the Green Goblin hasn't been revealed yet.
Yes.
So you could.
Well, that's I think that the James debate has been raging because obviously the Green Goblin he's arguably Spider-Man's arch nemesis. People would say it's probably Venom now or there are options, but I feel like for a long time he was the big bad for Peter Parker, Spider-Man.
Yes.
So do you introduce the Green Goblin in this? Would they be willing to hand over a major villain to the Miles Morales Spider-Man? Mm. You know,
I think Peter will also be a playable character anyway.
Oh, you think so? Because we got Mary Jane in the last one.
And Miles Morales.
And this, Jonah Jameson playable character.
Oh, that'd be terrific.
He's got one button. It's demand pictures of Spider-Man. It's just him walking around an office. You go to various characters and you demand pictures of Spider-Man.
Or the coffee machine.
Yep, that's right.
Just shout into it. Uh-huh. You could do Prowler. It's his uncle.
That's true. That would be great, I think, actually.
Be the way you'd do it.
Yeah.
I'd imagine.
Also, I guess if you want...
You could do Kingpin. You do the Spider-Verse. You just do Spider-Verse.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's very fertile ground for like those ideas. Prowler would be good, I think, also because the original PS4 Spider-Man... Spider-Man has been fighting crime for a while. He's been fighting villains for a while.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that he can come up against, you know, like the Shocker or Electro or Dr. Octopus, you know, these very powerful villains. It would make more sense if Miles Morales is just starting out to fight more street-level villains.
Yeah, okay.
So
yeah.
Prowler would work.
Yep. You can even bring villains back from the previous game. There's that Tombstone guy or whatever.
That would work.
Stone Man or whatever. Huh. I think we'll see some overlap. With villains.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Again, it's not a game that I will go out and buy a PlayStation 5 for. I will get to it, but I think it's great. I think it's really cool.
I like that
he's a popular character because he is a good character. Miles Morales, I'm saying.
Yeah, for sure.
And Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
I like that they're
also
both popular.
The character Spider-Man, yeah.
Yeah.
Here's an email from Jack Taylor. Now, Jack Taylor, you might remember from last week, he flipped his truck.
Oh, he flipped his truck.
And it was a CD.
What was it?
It was a Wicked CD. And we didn't know what kind of CD it was. Jack's emailed back. He says, a clarification for the Wicked CD dilemma. It was indeed a CD of the musical Wicked.
I knew it.
So it wasn't just a CD. It was in fact Wicked.
It was a Wicked CD.
Wicked
the musical.
Wicked the musical. Have you seen that? I bet you have.
I saw it in England.
Okay.
When I travel.
What's the big song from that?
Gravity.
There we go.
Flying Gravity?
Yeah.
Flying Gravity.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm a witch on a broom.
I'm a witch on a broom. Can't stop me. I'm surprised that hasn't been a movie yet, actually. They might have missed the window on that.
Maybe.
Yeah. Because it was huge for a little bit.
Wizard of Oz.
No, I mean like the musical terms of you.
I'm aware.
You're being disingenuous, Mason.
I'm being disingenuous.
I'm from Ziara on Twitter. You can only have one streaming service for the rest of your life. No pirating or VPNs allowed. Not even ExpressVPN. Wow. Choose wisely. What do you choose? Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. Netflix.
If SBS I choose on demand.
Now, it's good. It's got ads though.
It does have ads, which I do not care for.
Netflix. It does. It's got the variety. It's got kid stuff. It's got comedy. It's got
Netflix.
Movies.
Yeah, it's good. It's got It's got original content. Mm. It's got a lot of original superhero stuff. Yep. Superhero guys.
But it doesn't have your mainstream stuff though anymore.
No, that's
really.
True. Yeah.
But I'm okay with that.
Yeah, it's got a lot of shows about movies about a heist.
Certainly
a bunch
does.
Of colorful characters doing a heist. It's true. I don't know. I feel like if I had to have one forever, and I guess I would miss out on the big name stuff, like your Ricks and Mortys.
Well, that's on Netflix.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. If I didn't have Netflix, I'd miss out on some stuff. I'd miss out on your big budget. You know, like I think maybe said earlier, like a Russian Doll or something like that. I miss out on that, which is a shame. I think you should leave that sort of stuff. So yeah, maybe I'm torn. But something like in Australia, we've got SBS On Demand, but there's less on there, but it's like a more curated selection.
Yes, it is. Yeah,
it's like
it feels very handpicked in a good way.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's rare that if I'm looking for like a sitcom or a show that has been very well received overseas, it'll be on SBS On Demand because it's like you're really
bloody pushing this SBS On Demand,
Mason. I'm being sponsored by SBS On Demand.
Do I get a cut of this?
You can have a paid subscription to SBS On Demand
with the ads.
Yeah, with the ads.
I'll take it.
Yeah, that is the only downside. Is it's again?
Yeah, but I also understand why it has ads because it's free.
And it also, you know, what it also does is it goes. Let's say there's three ad breaks. Mm. First ad break is one ad. Second ad break is two ads. Third ad break is three ads. And I'm like, do it backwards.
That's clever though.
I'm sick of ads.
No, but you know why they're doing that?
Yes.
Because the people who are around, but through the end, they're committed no matter what.
Yeah, that's
true. So you can put in three ads. So that's actually quite smart, which means the ads definitely get seen.
Yeah.
That's quite clever. I'm going to say Netflix for now, but that could change. Like in a year, who knows?
Yeah, maybe once you're in love with SBS On Demand.
Mm. That being said, if you pick something like Apple, which is far from my favorite, but you can also purchase things through it. So you can buy things that from any other service, really.
You can do that with Amazon now as well.
Yeah, well, there you go. So there are advantages to that, I guess, as well. But yes. Netflix.
Okay.
What do you got?
This is an email from Michael McKay.
Michael!
Look, recently we've had a lot of people, speaking of Jack who flipped his truck, we've had a lot of emails from people who are like, I was listening to the podcast and my ears got cut off or whatever. And it's bad because they can't listen to the podcast anymore because they don't have any ears.
Not my problem.
But we said, has anything positive happened recently? So here's a couple. This is from Michael McKay. He says, the subject line says, listening for 5 years finally pays off.
Wow.
That's a good start. As the title suggests, I've been listening to the show for about 5 years now. And other than the great fun, I can finally say it paid off. Just recently had an interview with a company about a summer job, during which the interviewer asked what I did for fun. I replied with the basics, movies and TV. He then asked if I had watched Dracula on Netflix. I reply, lying of course, yes, to which he seems excited. Thankfully, while I had not watched the show, I'd listened to the podcast where you talk about how stupid the ending was. With that information stored away, I was able to rant for a couple of minutes about how the ending made no sense. The interviewer seemed to enjoy talking about it with me, so thanks for that. I don't know for sure if I got the job, but if I did, it's thanks to you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, probably the interview also, but we'll take it.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
You probably did a lot of that yourself.
That's true. So that's exciting.
It's interesting that of all the things he decided to ask you about, he picked that.
Right?
That's wild.
Real shot in the dark.
Yeah. Did you watch Dracula from 6 months ago?
And then he's like, anyway, thanks, we'll keep you updated. Blair. I must leave. Blair. I've got plenty more interviews to get through. Blair.
Have you ever done that? When you just kind of go along with someone's seeing something? I more go along with not seeing something.
I did. Easier. Yeah. Look, I think I did it as a lot of, I did it a lot as a younger guy where people would be like, you've heard that band? And I'm like, of course I've heard that band.
Are you kidding me?
And then we just have this roundabout conversation where none of us learned anything about anything. And so like it's reached that point. I think a lot of people do that. And I think it's reached the point, you know, but the most valuable thing I ever learned is when somebody be like, you hear about that band? I'll be like, no. Like, why do you like the band?
Yeah,
tell me about the band and maybe I'll listen to the band. And then I actually learn something.
As opposed to being like, no, originally I was like, I don't know.
I mean, their first album's the best. That's a very easy one to be like, I like their first album.
Well, they've only got one album. Right? That's what I like about them.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Yeah, it looks good today.
Thank you. I cut it. I gave myself a
looks
trim.
Looks really good.
Thank you. Don't look at the back, probably.
No, I saw it before. It looks good.
Okay, good. You never know. It's a real
Superman in the mirror situation.
It really is. That's right. But obviously they don't have laser vision, so I use a blowtorch. You know those ones you use to heat up a cream caramel or whatever? Creme brulee? I just blowtorch the back of my head. And then you put it out real quick. If you just do a quick blowtorch, quick put it out.
Crisps.
That's crisp. Right. You crisp it real good.
Yeah.
A couple more emails. Here you go.
Love it.
This is from Ryan Kelly.
Mm.
Hey, fellas, I was listening to the pod last week and when you mentioned the guy who rolled his car, Jack Taylor, while listening to the podcast, I thought I should share a positive podcast listening story. Thank you.
Yeah.
Last year when I was applying to medical schools, I was listening to your podcast in my car when I received a phone call with a med school acceptance and scholarship offer. Having come from a financially struggling family and being a first-generation applicant, this was an incredible day all around. Not exactly a $10,000 lottery ticket, but just as good to me.
I would say that's more so. That's like a career.
Because winning a lottery ticket, you probably spend all that and
definitely
become destitute.
I had an uncle who won like in the 70s like $200,000 and it's just gone. With that, but that was like...
That's a lot
like
of money.
$1 million.
It's like $1 million now. Wow.
Anyway, he sucks, that guy. Like, straight up.
I've heard the stories.
Chris, no, different one.
Oh. thanks for keeping us all sane during quarantine, Ryan K. And I got one more. I got one more.
Ready.
It's from John Rossi. He says, hey, Meso, and that other guy.
Yes.
That's you. Responding to James' question. Well, he knows who you are. Last episode, some positive things do happen while listening to the pod. I made a batch of hot buns in the oven while listening, and shockingly, they turned out great.
Whoa!
Congrats on the new offspring, James. Keep up the great stuff, both of you. I realize after I wrote that it comes off more as an order than as encouragement, but at this point I'm going with it anyway. That's from John. Thank you, John.
I accept your order.
Yeah, I wonder what sort of hot buns.
Hot cross buns?
There's nothing. I'm imagining like a sort of a dinner, like a hot
like a dinner roll.
Bun, like a dinner roll, which is when you get one of those out of the oven. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh, you know, I hate it when you go to a restaurant and they give you bread.
Yes.
I don't eat a lot of bread. I'm eating my bread. But I only eat bread if I'm like, is this going to be good bread?
Choose your words carefully here, James. You hate it when you go to a restaurant and they give you bread. You're on thin ice, James.
And it's bad.
Yeah.
Because normally if it's good bread, it's like, well, this is well worth it. But if you eat it, you're like, fuck, this is not good bread. And now I'm just eating bad bread and filling up on bread.
Even just a dinner roll they put in the oven.
That's
a bit
all
of
you
butter
need.
In there. Oh, my God.
It's all you need.
Well, I'm glad.
Congratulations to all those people, though.
Yeah, congratulations on your hot buns, John.
Yeah, that's right. I got one more tweet here from Truman says, in your most recent episode, you asked if there are any free library apps for comics.
The service, oh, yes, that's right. Yep.
The service of my local library uses is called Hoopla, and it has a big comic/graphic novel collection. So I would say look up your local library and just see what they got. Or use a VPN. You don't have to use our one. Do whatever you want. But you could find something.
You'd be able to rent
comics. Yeah,
a few people emailed in about and tweeted in about, Hoopla. So that's very exciting.
Mm. So there you go. I think that's cool. So you don't have to. It never even crossed my mind that something like that would exist, but of course it would. Is that the show?
I think that's the whole show.
It's not too bad. We're doing around an hour and a half. That's not too bad, Mason.
Good. Yeah. That's pretty good. We did some filler. We did some, That's right.
Yeah.
We're downloading Quibi. We're having a great time.
Love Quibi.
Thank you, everybody, so much for listening to the show. Thank you for sending in your emails. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for telling a friend in these tough times if they
need
some
Thank you for telling a friend.
Going down the shops and back again. Mm-hmm. Don't meet your friend there.
What's that from?
The Golden Girls.
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
And that's blasphemy, but I've never watched it.
You don't have to watch The Golden Girls.
It's. I heard it's very Provo and they've cancelled it anyway, though.
Well, then, wow, it's PC gone mad, isn't it?
No, Mason, I'm for it. Cancel everything.
Wow. anyway, thank you, everybody, for doing those things. Thank you for leaving a nice review. If you have one, James, do you have a nice review?
I got two nice reviews.
I'm ready.
You could just do it in an app. Did you know that? I tell you every week, but did you know that?
The Quibi app?
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing it. I'm installing it right now.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Terrific. How long is it taking?
We're at 1%. We're at 93%.
Oh, 96%. So you literally just clicked it. It's from Joey
100%. We're doing it.
Yes. Joey Schmore. Fantastic. This is the first podcast I ever listened to, and it's still my favorite. I started listening in 2016 when I was a toddler, and it's been running so long that I'm now living off my pension. /5/5. There you go.
It's good stuff.
This one's from Samuel. It's just the OK symbol. Like, okay, this is all right. 5 stars. It's a podcast. So there you go.
Great. Terrific.
Terrific. So it's... In-app really helps. We'd really appreciate it.
In context, that symbol is perfectly good.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say, I realized as I did that, that's also a white power symbol, but that's not the version of that,
We're not saying that bit's good. We're saying it's okay.
That's what we're saying, yes. How dare they take the okay symbol?
Right?
How fucking
rude.
Dare they?
Rude.
Yeah. Anyway, what's next?
Look, if you want to get in contact with the show, like many of those fine people, it's weeklyplanetpod@facebook.com/gmail.com/twitter@bandcamp.
Yes.
Let's see. You can also go to planetbroadcasting.com. You can see all the podcasts on the Planet Broadcasting Network. You can also sign up to the newsletter from the great Rob Collings. He's out there. He's at Raw Collings on Twitter. He's at The Weekly Planet on Twitter. He's doing so many
things.
I'm
just messaging him right now to say thank you for sending over the video that he edited together. Yeah.
Oh, damn. Let's see. I'm at... Wikipedia Brown on Twitter, and I'm at Nick Maso, NickMaseau on Instagram. You're Mr. Sunday Movies everywhere. You can also go to the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Facebook group. We've got 10,000 members over there. We're having fun, civil times.
Fun, civil.
Civil makes it sound boring, but I'm just saying it's so refreshing to go there and people talk about the things that they like or even the things that they don't like in popular culture and podcasts, but there's not.
Sometimes someone's like, I don't like Batman v Superman. Someone's like, well, I like it. But it's okay.
They're friends forever.
They're friends forever.
That's right.
They get married. They got married, those people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Everyone in that thread got married to each other.
Wow, that's so nice.
I know.
It's really a grand time for everybody.
I agree. Yeah.
If you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies if you want to chuck in a buck.
Yes. Or
you can go to bigsandwich.co. Yeah. You can sign up to our subscriber only service with the dumb new podcast we've got on it.
So I'm very excited. Very dumb.
Great.
I'm going to say great, but...
Nah, it's very dumb. I'm excited for some feedback on that because it's...
Yeah, and again, if you like it, cool, but it's, you know, we can go in whatever
If you don't
direction.
Like it, get bent.
It could become it could become like a segment of the end, or we could just keep doing it forever.
Yeah, that's true.
I like it.
Let's see. We got some t-shirts on tpublic.com. Yes. Also, you can go to the Amazon affiliate link in our episode description if you want to buy some stuff on there. I want to buy some t-shirts. They're on tpublic.com. Thank you to The Brute and The Basilisk and Rackham for all that musical theme.
That's right.
That's the whole show. Next week, who knows? We don't know. We don't know.
I want to do that comic thing.
Okay, cool.
But it means I'll probably try and get that bit recorded early, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Also, I'm going to throw it on Patreon.
Yes.
But I want to do Reign of Fire for Caravan of Garbage. Okay. Next. Do you want to do Reign of Fire?
The Christian Bale, Matthew McConaughey dragon movie.
It's the year 2020,
yep.
And I want to do it.
Mm.
I should put a poll up, but I'm also like, I just want to do this. So should I just put a yes or no?
Yes.
I don't know.
James, Quibi's right here. I'm starting my 14-day free trial.
14 days?
I've got to log in. I'll do it later.
Are you going to be able to you're going to have to give all your details, all your credit card information, and then say...
Then they're going to... Sons of
bitches. Yeah.
I'll do it later.
You will. Yeah. All right, thanks, guys. See you next week.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean... If you want, it's up to you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.